world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media. Who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in the following broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere, or any other host on the network. They are the personal thoughts and feelings of the host given the presentation. We support total free speech here at Revere Radio Network, even when it's ugly. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to Revere Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. My name is Chris White. The show is called Nowhere to Run. I'm happy to be with you guys. I'm always happy to be on the Revere Radio Network. It's good to be alive and free in America in these last days, what I think is the most important times in the history of humanity. And being such, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and get started with the show.
You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it.
Last week I played a clip from Gerald Schroeder that lasted the entire hour, for the most part. It was a clip of one of the most compelling arguments for creation as opposed to evolution. And Darwinism, and neo-Darwinism, that I've ever heard. The man, Gerald Schroeder, is a nuclear physicist at MIT, and his book, The Science of God, impacted me so greatly a few years ago when I first read it. It's not an easy book to read. It is a lot of numbers and math, which I'm not good at, but it's also very well presented in this audio clip that I was so thankful to find, because it's something that I've believed so heartily in for so long and wanted to tell so many people about, but just couldn't because I didn't speak the language of science, and I was so glad to find that clip. So if you look in the archives, you will see, I think it was 124 was the date. So 124.07 was that clip in the archives. And if you listen to the show, you know I usually start every show out with my corrections from the previous one, but because I spent all hour playing a clip of somebody else's, I don't really have much that I said stupid or otherwise, so I'm off the hook. But you can correct anything Mr. Schroeder said, and I would be glad to hear it. If you do, please email me. My email is chris@conspiracyclose.com. It's a secure server on my end, so you can email me all your secrets, and I'll be sure not to tell anybody. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world and in the land of conspiracy and all that. So we will get into a host of things after the break. I'll also talk a little bit about the recent developments in the Tennessee fluoride situation that I've been going through lately, and talk about my recent appearance on the news and everything. So we'll get into that right after this break.
We'll be right back.
I get to say that.
We'll be right back.
like I did. We got married on a Monday, and I've been working ever since. Every week down at the Ford plant, but now they're shutting down. Goddamn Reagan's in the White House, and nobody gives a damn. Double-digit unemployment, TVA be shutting soon. While over there in Huntsville, putting people on the moon. So I took to running numbers for this man I used to know. And I sell a few narcotics, and I sell a little blow. I ain't getting rich now, but I'm getting more than by. It's tough to make a living, but a man's just gotta try. If I died in Cobra County, would it make the evening news? They're too busy blowing rockets, putting people on the moon.
This is a public service announcement. Feline.com is your number one site on the internet to keep you informed and up to date in this information war. With us losing more and more civil liberties each and every day, Feline.com is a great tool to have so you can stay informed and learn how you can help topple big government. Simply go to www.phaylon.com. www.phaylon.com. You get 24/7 access to all media, your very own live stream free with your subscription. 300 plus educational videos, fast forward and rewind, pause to watch later, live news channels, all available when you subscribe to phaylon.com for just 19 cents a day. That's 19 cents a day. phaylon.com. You hate big government? So do we. phaylon.com.
All right, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell people about some of the options with to help Revere out. Obviously, there is the donation ability on Revere, and it is listener-sponsored radio. It really does help all these wonderful programs stay afloat. Also, there is a unique opportunity to do advertising with Revere, and it's so cheap. If you have anything that you can advertise, contact Rob and... you guys can work out some beneficial way. Revere's growing every single day, and it really does help get the word out. So go to revereradio.net, check all that stuff out, and if you got an extra $5-$10 a month, let Revere have it and do some good. All right, let's go ahead and get started with the program here. This week and last week I had a lot going on with the fluoride situation. If you guys have listened to the show before, you know I got an issue with fluoride, and I have sent out a good deal of what I've been calling these information packets, which was a lot of information that I felt was very pertinent about fluoride, which is a medication that's added to our water, the stuff that's in toothpaste. Actually, technically it's not. What's added to the water a majority of the time is silico fluorides, which are literally an industrial waste product from the aluminum industry and fertilizer industry, the phosphate industry, and the Louisiana and Florida phosphate industry, to be more specific. So they ship out this toxic waste, which is incredibly dangerous, and it's unrefined, and they just put it in a barrel and send it to different municipalities, and they dump it in water. And it's amazing that even the research that's done on sodium fluoride, which is what they basically tell the public is in the water, is now showing all these horrible things. You know, now it's showing, you know, these different types of problems it's causing, the thyroid and the reproductive system and arthritis and bone cancer and a whole host of things. But keep in mind, that's just with sodium fluoride tests. The shit that they put in our water used to be sodium fluoride, which has a number of industrial uses, but now they create this compound after it's run through the gamut of what they need to do in the phosphate industry. The sodium fluoride is now a compound that's mixed with arsenic and unrefined with a whole bunch of other nasty shit that they don't, I mean, there's no tests on this. I mean, well, there are some tests that are just showing like, oh my God, why would you ever want to do anything with this? It is a completely useless compound that's scraped from wet scrubbers at these factories that has no known industrial use except for putting it in our water. But anyway, back to the point was I sent out all these information packets to different the elected officials in Sumner County, which is my county, and all the city officials in Gallatin. Anybody in the government got a packet and a letter, and then followed that up with emails to the educators, a lot of the principals and the PTOs. Well, the PTOs got information packets, I think, a lot of those people and the people on the school board, and then emails to individuals that were educators and that type of thing, business owners. I sent out about 300 of those, and then made the MySpace page to try to educate the general public. I was going to put out handbills, you know, at Walmart, and I still might, but that was my goal with the MySpace page to start educating people. So I started this page. You know how you can in MySpace browse your city, and so I browsed with you know, people that were in my city, and there was about 3,000 MySpace pages or something like that. And out of those 3,000, about half of them checked it every day, or you know, were still in use, and So I added everyone on the list, and well, at least the ones that seemed to be using their MySpace page. And I got such a huge response from it. People were so amazed that it was, happening. It was the general public reaction was phenomenal, and I'm so glad to be able to help the people when they'd email back or message back and say, you know, I have this, what should I do, you know, this. And I'm certainly not any kind of authority on it, but I was able to reference a lot of different things. With this issue, I got a lot of stuff in my brain that for some reason when I did the initial research for this, it all just stuck in my head. So through the course of making this MySpace page, I was contacted. Well, I've been contacted after I sent out a lot of stuff, because I sent out those information packets, I didn't mention this, to all media, newspapers, TV, radio, all media, mostly the producers, editors, that type of thing, got the hard copies of information packets, and then I definitely followed up emails with different people. And so I've been contacted a lot to do different things, email or certain media stuff, interviews and things, and I kept turning them down or directing them after I sent a letter. I was contacted by a guy named Dan Stockton, who is a really great guy and a guy that's been fighting this fluoridation battle basically in my backyard of Brentwood, Tennessee for a long time. Him and his boss have spent, everything. They've mortgaged houses and got, hundreds and thousands of dollars. They haven't taken salaries in a few years, and they've really, very passionate about it, and rightly so. And if anything ever happens in Tennessee, these people, Dan Stockton, deserves all the credit. They are the ones that have, been fighting the good fight and are talking to the senators and the governors and are way ahead. So I could never take credits and try to never give me credit if this ever does happen. It's all Dan Stockton. And so I was able, thankfully, to direct a lot of the media attention towards him and, as a scientist and, a much more professional person. That's what I kept telling people. Was like, hey, I'm a musician. I don't really want to discredit anything. Go to this guy. He's a lot better. I kept saying, you want a doctor, not a rocker. So eventually, Channel 4 News, which had done a piece before on this, is a very progressive station, WSMV, here in Nashville, who they had already done a story previously on fluoride, and they had interviewed Dan Stockton, and they had done such an incredible job with it, and they had become such champions for the issue that, in fact, their news stories had been used in Florida to get fluoride out of the water in a city in Florida. So they're using Nashville news stories to get fluoride out in different markets. So that's how rare it is to see a lot of footage done on this. So when WSMV contacted me and said that was what they wanted to do, I was like, hey, why don't you not? I don't really want to do it, and the whole band thing or whatever. And they're like, no, it's all good. You're a citizen just like anybody else, whatever. So whatever. We did the interview, and I didn't even know they were going to make a big deal about the loft thing. They didn't ask me much about that or anything while we were doing the interview. Didn't even seem like a big deal. And then, I watched it on the news that night, and it's like, Chris White, local musician and rocker with the loft, likes to play rock and roll music with his band, the Loft. And then he was like, oh shit. Well, which is fine. I mean, all the guys are totally cool with it. They're certainly not as passionate as me and all this stuff, but they're all on board with it, and they're like, do what you got to do type thing. So anyway, you can check out that clip at WSMV.com and go to the health section, I think, and somewhere in there there's a clip called Doctor and Musician something about fluoride. But I got an email today saying that they were showing that clip on Capitol Hill here in Nashville, and that, well, there's some big meetings and stuff coming up, and hopefully it'll do some good. So again, anyway, WSMV.com. Also, you can check out the MySpace page that I made at myspace.com/fluoride is bad, and remember, fluoride is spelled with the U before the O, so FLUORIDE, myspace.com/fluoride is bad. Pretty simple name. It was the Gallatin versus fluoride. Developments on it. Basically, there's, as I said, a crack in Tennessee. There's a chance in Tennessee to get it banned, and slowly through different things. And I swear, MySpace is rocking on this. I mean, it's an incredible way to get people aware of this, and people get, you know, rightfully upset about it because it's so obviously wrong. You know, it, once you do some of the minute amount of research that needs to be done about this, you're like, oh wow, you know, why would you do this? It's kind of like mercury in the vaccines. It doesn't make any sense unless, you know, they're trying to do something bad. But and in a way, I think that's why I'm a little you know, cautious, because I know that they wouldn't want this issue to become a nationwide debate, and because they are pushing now to have it in everything, regardless of, you know, the last 10 years of research, hands down showing this to be dangerous, and not to mention the fact that they admit that it doesn't work if you swallow it. Repeat, there's no need to swallow fluoride, according to the very same people that are pushing it down your throat. They're putting it in the crops, it's in your beer, it's in your juice, it's in your colas, it's in your water, it's in everything you consume. And they're pushing this actively right now, very hardcore, and they can't let this become a nationwide issue, because at its core, it is them making everybody stupid, trying to get them apathetic and dumb. There is no other explanation. If you do enough research on this, that's the only conclusion that you can come to. You can come to the conclusion that the aluminum and phosphate industry got together to rid themselves of this industrial waste without having to pay for a very expensive chemical disposal, but to actually make a profit on it. I mean, them having a hell of a laugh somewhere, you know, selling this toxic waste product to you that they can't, they have to pay generally, pay people to take away and put it in very secure locations. It's a biohazard, to say the least. But now they sell it to you. So, I mean, there is that option. It could be just malicious corporate shit. But there is also the option that they knew from very early on that it made people stupid and apathetic. At high doses, it made them straight retarded. And these were, this is the conspiracy version of this story, but I haven't seen the documents, and so this is totally conjecture, but I have heard that they are out there, that says that IG Farben, the notorious German chemical company, used fluoride in the water at Auschwitz, was one of the main concentration camps that they ran, to dispel rebellion. And, you know, everybody knows that they were doing all kinds of incredibly horrific experiments on the people at the concentration camps. And it only stands to reason, considering the extensive war machine and the industrial processes that were going on in Germany at that time, that they would have a lot of silico fluorides that they couldn't do anything with. It only stands to the reason that people were like, well, we've got all this horribly toxic chemical. Do we have any use for this? Is there anything we can do with this? And, you know, I mean, off to the German chemical company's testing ground it went. Where they found, hey, if you put it in the water, it dispels rebellion at a certain level. It makes them just straight retarded at high levels. And then somebody tried to find out a silly excuse for putting it in the water for the new concentration camp. Of course, as I qualify that, this is the conspiracy version of this fluoride battle. But it's something that that you should look into to make sure that I'm wrong about. Okay, guys, we'll take a break here and do some lighter fun stuff on the other side of it, and I'll shut up about fluoride for a good 30 minutes. And if anybody does, to finish this topic out, if anybody wants to help in any way, make your own MySpace page about it for your city or your state. Help educate people. People automatically respond to this. It's such an open and shut case. Or make your own MySpace page about mercury and the vaccines or something. Just start doing that. MySpace is going to be shut down soon, and it's because it's too easy to affect change. So do something with it, and you'll be surprised how quickly people respond to it, normal people, and you're saving individuals every time you say add a friend. Or you can email, especially if you live in Tennessee, email our governor, Phil Bredesen, and ask him to sign an executive order to ban fluoride, because it's unethical to drug every man, woman, and child without their consent, especially without testing them for allergies or adverse reactions to a drug that has never been approved for consumption by the FDA. Okay, we're going to take a break and do some light stuff, and thanks for listening to my rant. We'll be right back.
Sick of being fed lie after lie by the mainstream media each day? Don't you feel it's time to stand up and be heard? Are you ready for the alternative media revolution? ready or not, here we are. Revere Radio Network, bringing you the best in alternative news and commentary.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Work hard, Marty!
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Oh, we're done for. We're done for. We're done diddly done for. We're done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly.
Blenders, step out of it.
The Lamb opened the fourth seal. I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And look, there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death. A king was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained.
All right, everybody, we're back. Thanks for tuning back into this show. We're always glad to have you tune back in. You were listening to some Stevie Wonder during the break, and you also heard in the first segment, it was the Drive-By Truckers with a song called Putting People on the Moon. It's one of my favorite bands. There's a lot to get into this hour, so I don't know where to start. I guess I'll start with cell phones. I mean, you guys know that cell phones are tracked, GPS tracked, and they can listen to you at any given point. They could just dial you up and start listening to you at any given time. So it's helpful if you're going to be under the cell phone constant surveillance situation to take off the back of your phone. Just throw it away. You don't need it. You need access to your battery at all times. It's your phone. You paid a lot of money for this piece of shit that breaks. The more expensive your phone is, it seems like the quicker they break. But take the back of it off. Have your battery ready to take it out whenever you're not using your phone. Because it's the only way that you can keep them from listening to your conversations. I mean, your talking conversations with people that you're just not even on the phone with, just talking. And also, it's the only way to shut off the GPS beacon. I mean, it's no secret. I mean, that they do this. I mean, that it's not a secret. It's not a conspiracy. It is being done all the time. And it's just the principle of it. I mean, every one of us now walk around with our own little GPS beacon. I mean, that's wrong. I mean, it, just on principle, I don't want to be on a grid, you know. I don't care if they really are watching me or not. I don't want it to be that damn easy to find me. And everybody is walking around, as soon as they turn 12, 11, what, I don't know what age kids are getting cell phones nowadays, probably, you know, earlier than that. But, you know, as soon as they do, bam, everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's on a grid. It means if your name's in a computer somewhere, where is this guy? Beep, 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 beep. He's voluntarily carrying around his little GPS monitoring device. I don't know. I don't answer my phone unless I know what the number is. And if you don't leave a message, I'm not going to pick up the phone. Generally speaking, I mean, I get caught off guard a few times, but most of the time I don't. And I don't really care to talk to people on the phone for the most part. I've always hated talking on the phone to people. I just it's not my bag. I know I got to apologize all the time. The worst thing that you could ever do to me, especially if you're a dude, is to call me to talk. It's like, you know, when you're on the phone with somebody and then you just reach that point when you realize that they called you to talk and they didn't really want anything, you know, it's like, so what's up? Oh man, you just called me to talk, didn't you? I haven't had that happen in a while. I think I've nipped it in the bud for the most part. But that's just so lame. I just really don't want to do that. So, oh, there's that little tidbit about me. Okay, we got the media thing. I'm telling you, talk radio nowadays, mainstream talk radio, your Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannity's and Glenn Beck's and stuff, these guys, you know, those guys at least are talented, but the little bastardized demons below them, the guys that have no talent. They're just, they have advanced in talk radio because they have shown that they will spit the party line without question. People are moving away from it so in such mass, I think, now because it's so unbelievably repulsive, because people know instinctively that it's not real and something's not right, because especially the call-in ones, because nowadays there's such an influx of people calling in and just nailing these people to the wall and just giving them all kinds of hell, you know, even the talented ones, because if you're stuck and you have to spit your party line, you can't talk outside of your box that you are put in, then you are all constantly can be made to look like an idiot if what you're trying to defend is totally bogus and wrong. And especially if you have any inclination that it may be. And where I think a lot of these guys don't, they're just idiots. I think they get handpicked because, oh, this guy's perfect. He really is a fucking idiot, you know? And, you know, in some cases, I think, like with Glenn Beck, he really was a true believer. He was a guy that believed a lot of this stuff. And but he also had, you know, different things you can play on and work with. Egos is certainly one thing with him, and money, and it's always easy with money. One of the best tactics is always to offer somebody an incredibly good deal, like, wow, way too much money and all this success and all this great stuff. Or the alternative would be, you know, taking everything away from them. You know, it's like something they can't.
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, actually, I probably could have said it better myself. He didn't really say that very clearly. Let's see what he says here.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
See?
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
You can't even hear the refuse there. He's like, make him an offer you can't refuse.
I'm
going to
make him an offer again with you.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying. And while we're playing Godfather quotes, I like this one.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
Yeah, so... here is something that I was working on. I think it's pretty funny. It's a bumper for Revere. I'll probably just use it in my show. It's probably got legal ramifications, but it's funny as hell here.
This is Revere Radio Network, Tampa.
Okay, you know something that I was... I've talked on this show before about... I'm having trouble saying the word, a diet that I read. It's not a diet, it's more of a, I can't believe I'm talking about a diet. Look, it's not a diet I'm on. I'm not following any regimen of a diet. It's just a book called The Maker's Diet. It is the shit. It really does cure people from cancers and all manners of diseases. It's an amazing book. You really should read it if you know anybody with cancer or Crohn's disease or anything like this. It's amazing. It's amazing what you can do by this book. Anyway, what I was so surprised about is some of my main hot button issues, it was covered like right in this chapter called, like, you know, top 50 ways to make sure you get sick or whatever. And this is a guy that's not, you know, I mean, he's a guy that cured himself of Crohn's disease and all this other stuff, but, you know, he's not a conspiracy theorist. But some of the main things he said was, first, don't drink water and don't use toothpaste, you know, with fluoride in it. And I was like, hell yeah, there's some backing up of this. I mean, this book's, you know, nationwide bestseller, what do you call it, New York Times bestseller list for whatever. And so he's talking about that. He said, make sure you don't get all these immunizations, whatever, mercury in the vaccines causing autism. I was like, fuck yeah. All right, that's two. And then he started talking about aspartame and the Diet Cokes, you know, how it's just so ridiculously bad and how whatever, it's the cause of all these horrible neurological and otherwise ailments. I was like, yeah, that's three of my big ones that are covered in this. So, you know, I like this guy. Okay, jumping from subject to subject here. Something I've been thinking is pretty important lately. is this one particular group of filmmakers out there that you can see their stuff on Google Video. Rob Revere posted on revereradio.net one time an interview they did with Robert Duncan O'Finian, who was a guy that Rob had on his show to explain he was part of Project Talent, which was a mind control thing where they found kids with these special abilities and stuff way back in the day, and raised them and mind controlled them, whatever, part of a military problem. Anyway, the name of the filmmakers that did a host of different interviews that I think are really great and they need to be looked at is called Project Camelot. It's very, very interesting stuff. I encourage everybody to go check out some of the different interviews they have. It's really, really, really amazing. Some of it just downright scary, too. Really opens up some of the... There's some bullshit on there, too. Some of the people that they have talking about aliens and different stupid things. But there's some really, really fine truths in there. And it's totally off the map from some stuff that I was... You know, you think you have it all figured out. And some of this stuff will just... throw you way off onto another game, and some of it's downright scary. So that's called Project Camelot, if anybody was looking. So yeah, that's just something I've been meaning to tell you guys about ever since I saw that interview. I was pretty much blown away by that Robert Duncan O'Finian guy. I wonder what's happening with him. You know, that brings something else. I've been wondering what is up with some of these other people. I guess I could probably do my own research, but is everybody still around? Is Robert Duncan O'Finian still around? Is Kathy O'Brien and Arizona Wilder, are they still all, around and kicking? You know, I don't know how to enter that into a Google search engine, Arizona Wilder, where is she now? Is that still... Does anybody have any info on that? Direwolf? I don't know. I don't know why I expect you to know it. It just seemed like the Ike authority. Anyway, I guess I just threw that out there for randomness sake. If you haven't been able to tell, I'm just kind of winging it right now, so I should probably take a break. Just goes to show you need to really do some show prep. I thought I did show prep, but it's getting late, I guess. I'm just getting through it. But I do have the serious intentions to do some really hard research projects. I got some really good ideas that are going to take a lot of time. I think I spent a little bit too much time making CNN/Revere Radio hybrid sound clips and try to collect my thoughts here, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to play some more Stevie Wonder for you. This is the second Stevie Wonder in one show. I apologize for that part, but this song kicks ass, and I bet you've never heard it before, and it's got this jam in the middle of it that is just amazing. So here goes a little Stevie Wonder. The song is called As.
This is Revere Radio Network, Tampa.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll we another day. Just as time knew to move on since the beginning. And the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow. But make me the past, for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind. Cause I'll be loving you
and their great grandchildren will tell.
The Loft has played over 600 shows in 6 years and continues to independently support their constant touring. If you miss music and you love rock and roll, then wake up to The Loft. Loft is currently touring America, so check their official website, lovetheloft.com, or their MySpace page, myspace.com/theloft, to see if they're playing in a city near you. Support local and independent music, The Loft. Real people, real rock and roll.
Why don't we forget the guaranteed sexual intercourse clause?
Okay.
Why don't we let nature take its course?
Why?
You know, the good old-fashioned way?
Yeah, okay.
A one-date schedule with a guarantee that your client will consume 27 ounces of gin on that evening.
Come off it, Gerald. That's panty peeler and you know it.
Okay, we are back, ladies, from the break. Yeah, that was... Hey, whoa, go easy, ladies. That was some... Stevie Wonder, as I said, that was, that was a song called As, A-S, As, yeah, so, anyway, I guess, got a few more things to do here, you know, something I had been doing lately is I've been listening to different podcasts and such, around the horn, and I've found that Revere actually has probably some of the best programming out there. There's as far as, you know, conspiracy related like podcasts, you know, the, you know, or whatever, there's some good ones out there. There's some funny ones, stuff that's like, you know, I wouldn't expect to be funny, and it just was really, really, really good stuff. There was some bad stuff, too. Oh, man, I've got to play you guys something. This is classic. Hold on 1 second. Okay, this is funny because this is this kid from the Above Top Secret board, conspiracy board, where they had this podcast, I guess, competition or whatever. But this guy is great, and he's perfect for making me laugh because I've always joked around with the guys about... You know, this archetypal, like, conspiracy. I think I smell a conspiracy here, gentlemen. I believe you're just possibly... You know, we always joke about this guy. Well, this is that guy. This is terribly funny. I got to play a few minutes of it.
So I saw this one person's post on AboveTopSecret.com. Hi, I'm Maverick Hunter. And I thought... The post was ridiculous because the person was saying that Osama bin Laden has been captured on New York. And then the person goes on to saying Hussein, of Ali Hussein, was the real person behind 9/11 because the person was in New New York at the time 9/11 happened. So... I'm saying, like, wow, so you're saying that someone's been found in 9/11 and has had multiple addresses and has moved multiple times, and that means that they're behind the attacks. People like that should be ignored on the internet. I think there are a lot of people who are crazy on the net, and I admit I may have been out of it once or twice, but I've never been that crazy. I wouldn't lie to ATS, and I wouldn't lie to anyone on the net now. And when I tell you what I think this person is full of BS. I call him bogus on this one.
That's right. He's calling bogus on this one. And he goes on to say how Osama bin Laden can't have a MySpace page because... It would be in another language. It wouldn't be in English. Also, Osama bin Laden can't have a MySpace page because that he would have to give his address, and that obviously couldn't be the right address because, you know. So anyway, that was really funny. There were some other ones that were really good. I need to highlight them, and I will in the next show or two. And we'll get into a lot deeper issues, and like I said, I'm going to have some interesting research project shows where I'm going to really try to do some different things that other people aren't doing, or try to do some different things that people aren't doing. And I look forward to trying to make the show better every week when I have time to help to make it better. And thanks to everybody that listens. Thanks to everybody that emails me at chris@conspiracyclothes.com. Just rolls right off the tongue, chris@conspiracyclothes.com. And it's a secure server, so you can email me all your top secret information, and I'll be sure to get it to my handlers as soon as possible. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. Thanks for your time. See ya.